world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, and welcome to this Monday, the 13th of July, 2020. And coming up tomorrow night, as you just heard, we're going to have our bar fight championship, and Jackie's in town, right, Phil?
Yeah, Jackie's in town. We went and picked her up today at the airport. She's just in, man, on the one, whatever it is.
On the 815.
The old 815 from Fort Lauderdale. And again, we have bar fight tomorrow. You ready for that?
Yes, I'm ready for that.
All right, so we have right now, this is kind of interesting. Yeah, Debbie Daly. And just so I get everybody up to speed on this, General, Debbie Daly.
Well, I'm not trying to rush you into it, but she's hanging on the line.
Yeah, she's hanging on the line.
What are you doing here?
Never mind, Margaret.
I don't like the whole blow-by-blow.
It didn't mean blowjob.
All right, get out of here then, man.
Oh, come on, man.
Watch your language, dude. You guys want to quit reaching into your shorts and going, ooh-hoo, and let's get this going?
How dare you?
I'm going as fast as I can.
I'm sitting right there. Line three.
I got it, man. Line three. On line three is Debbie Daly, who is no longer known as Debbie Daly. She is known instead as Debbie Dean Delving. And Debbie, we also have on one of our other newsmaker lines, L. Ron Martin.
We do have L. Ron Martin. I'm not supposed to be in the room, though.
We have L. Ron Martin, yeah. L. Ron Martin, who is the general manager of Channel 19. Debbie, tell me about it.
First of all, I want to thank you very much for, you know, believing in me all year and having me on your program, you know.
Debbie, but let me just tell people, Debbie is hearing impaired. She is the number one rated hearing impaired host on public radio in America, but you're leaving public radio.
I am leaving public radio, and I really want to thank L. Ron Martin for helping me bunk down on this.
You're leaving public radio for what?
I'm going to go to work for Channel 19, Ms. Gray. I'm going to have a TV show and everything.
Are you out of your mind? What are you talking about?
Oh, right. I'm out of my mind. What?
I mean, you. What kind of show are you going to have? You're working for L. Ron Martin. He's not exactly a guy with the milk of human kindness. Let's hold on for a minute.
I heard that.
Well, come on, man.
I heard that. I don't think that's fair at all.
Let me tell you, Mr. Martin, my man, he's giving me a morning show, a TV morning show.
You're giving this young lady a TV morning show.
That's exactly right, Mr. Henry. Why, what's the big shock, huh? Nobody likes to see a young lady do good, huh?
Martin, we know what you're all about. You don't care about her doing good. What kind of a TV show is it going to be?
I'll tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be called Debbie Dean Delving, What Have You Heard?
Oh, Debbie Dean Delving, What Have You Heard? So you're mocking this young lady's, the fact that she's hearing impaired.
No, he's not. He's giving me a chance more than you give me and more than public radio did.
Is he paying you a lot of money, Debbie?
You better believe it.
Very, very agreeable contract for all concerned. We talked to Debbie's agent, Rock Bonomi, and Lance Germain. Lance Germain's doing managing.
Not Lance Germain from Chris Norton's situation.
That's exactly who Lance is. And he's a very good manager, and we got a whole lot in common.
Germain, do me. I am a career in telling you, okay?
Debbie. Look, L. Ron Martin.
Watch it, Mr. Henry. You're treading on very thin ice. You're swimming in very thin ice, and you're skating on thin water. You know
what I'm saying here? Just let him talk, will you, Martin?
Hey, listen, I'm the guy. I got the big news here.
I'm talking to Debbie right now. Debbie, this guy, L. Ron Martin, is exploiting you. He's going to have you on a TV show. People won't be able to understand the name of the show. I'm Debbie Daly. What Have You Heard? Don't you get it? He's making fun of the fact that you're hearing impaired.
No, I don't care. You know why? Because I'm going to turn it to my advantage. And I'm trying anybody try to hurt me, being on again.
Debbie, we can barely understand, and I usually understand what you're saying. We can barely understand you right now.
Mr. Martin, doesn't make any difference. You're not knowing that you want to. If people understand me, it's okay, and they don't get known.
What are you trying to do, Martin? I mean, what are you going to get out of this kid?
What are you talking about? I don't like being talked to like I'm some stooge, like I'm just some guy you pulled in that you can slap around and throw backstage. I'm the general manager of Channel 19 News. I'm the general manager of Channel 19. I know it's good for the TV. And one of the things that this town, L.A., has been lacking is a good quality local morning show, okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, we don't have the Channel 5 News.
Oh, give me a break with that Channel 5. I'm talking of a real hot-to-hot talk, a local L.A. native talking to the local L.A., you know, natives and all the native, you know, all the local natives.
What about the people who's from out of town?
I thought they kicked you out of the room.
Well, we let them back in.
The people from out of town, they can, you know, kind of eavesdrop in and... And Debbie, tell them what some of the stuff you're going to talk about.
I'm talking about my drinking, you know, living in Los Angeles, listening to coyotes in the canyon, you know, and talking about the sound of the ocean. And
in other words, all about what you can hear.
Yeah, something I can hear. Well, I can't really hear it, but L. Ron Martin's taking a big intelligence game, and...
What are you going to talk about?
Tell them what you're going to talk about, Debbie.
I'm talking about the news of the day and things that make people want to be annoying, you know, and the games and challenges facing people.
Are you going to be talking at all about the challenges facing the people with physical challenges?
The challenges facing the people...
You're trying to be so politically correct, you don't even know what the hell it is you're saying.
I'm talking to Debbie. You're going to be talking to people about physically challenged people?
I don't know if you can do that on public radio. I don't want to do it anymore. I want to be treated like a regular person. Not like I'm some freak, you know?
You're not a freak. You're a woman of great accomplishment, and you're allowing this slob, L. Ron Martin...
Hey, watch it, will you? What is this anyway? Just squeeze one out on L. Ron Martin Day? I'm giving this kid...
Why don't you hold on for a minute, Martin? Listen to what Margaret's saying. You're letting this guy take advantage of you.
He's not taking advantage of me. I'm taking advantage of him. At the amount of time I started making some real money around here and having real Joe and not be held up as an object of human greed. I'm Debbie Dean Belding, and what have you heard lately? That's the name of the show. You like that?
I love that, though. We love the name of the show. I'm Debbie Dean Belding. What have you heard lately?
Yeah, what have you heard lately? Oh, it happens that I can't really hear all that well.
She is fine, okay? She is fine. She don't talk too good, you know.
Yeah, but that's on account of she can't hear.
Let me tell you something, Dickman. She talks better than you do.
No, she doesn't, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, right. You're trying to tell me I know not union dingy? Oh, man.
I didn't mean it that way. Hold on, Debbie. Just hold on.
No, I'm telling you guys. You guys can pound it sideways, up left, with a little bit of trickle of mud.
Heard what she said. Pound it sideways, up left, with a trickle of blood.
Well, now I've heard it all. We're going to have to intercede somehow. Look, Phil, don't go to everybody's rescue here, okay, big man? You know, what does that mean? I mean, you're not going to be the big savior. This isn't some TV show where you come swooping in a cape with tights on and you go, hi.
Shit.
Yes, Henry.
What a homophobe. Well, I'm not saying that. But, you know, that's basically what those guys look like. But what I am saying...
You're trying to tell me the Superman looks like he's all, like, into dudes.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he does. Superman looks like he's... What are we talking about here? We're talking about Debbie Daly. Why did she change her name?
She doesn't like the... She said that she doesn't like the fact there's another Debbie Daly, and she took that lady's name, and she feels bad about it.
Well, all right. I mean... L. Ron Martin's the lowest form of life. To put that woman on the air and to tell her that she's going to have a regular show, what have you heard lately?
What did I tell you? I told you it sounded like crap.
I didn't know anything about this. Did anybody know about this?
I didn't hear anything.
I heard nothing. I heard that maybe they were going to give her a show, but I didn't know it was going to be on Channel 19.
Yeah, L. Ron Martin said that they'll have it on Channel 19, and that's just the way it's going to be, and nobody can stop it. It's an inevitable.
Oh, is that right? It's inevitable and nobody can stop it. Get Don Berman, okay?
Not that ass.
I want to talk to Don Berman. He's the only guy over there with any influence. World-famous Phil Hendry Show will be back with Don Berman to talk about the new morning show that L. Ron Martin just signed Debbie Dean Delving for. Apparently, her manager is Lance Germain. Do you know about this?
I heard that Lance Germain was branching off of Chris Norton.
Get Norton, too, bud.
Yeah, let me give you a call.
Quit crying and do your job. I may want you to call like 100 people. You got a problem with that?
No.
All right, we'll be right back with Don Berman, possibly with Chris Norton. Also, later on in the program, Austin Amarca joins us. We haven't talked to Austin from North LA County. Austin Amarca, one of his friends died from the COVID.
Oh, my God.
Yep. A guy who didn't wear a mask, a guy who was very proud of the fact that he didn't wear a mask. Did you know this guy, this Skeet Mafalela? Is that the name?
Oh, yeah, I knew him, yes. He was, I didn't know him, but I knew of him. He was in the same Carpenters Guild or union with Austin.
So he was like a coworker of his?
Yes.
So he's a colleague that didn't wear a mask. Was proud of that.
Apparently. We'll talk to Austin and Mark about that later on in the program. World famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show each and every day, right here, right here, right now, here, now, you, me, baby makes three. The Phil Hendry Show. Important, timely, feels good, feels right, Saturday night. Hello, this is Wilford Anderson. No, I'm not Wilford Brimley, I'm Wilford Anderson. I always get that. Because I'm fat, I wear bifocals, I look like a walrus, okay? The fact is, I'm a woman's tailor. I make dresses. But what I do during the day while I'm making dresses, and I'm also making skirts and blouses, all kinds of things, is I listen to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show podcast. I listen to Phil, and he puts a smile on my face. He puts a smile on my face, makes me feel that life is worth living, even though I know it isn't. The Phil Hendry Show. Put a smile on your face or wherever you want to put it every day at Podcast One and PhilHenryShow.com. Tomorrow, the bar fight championship at PhilHenryShow.com between Margaret Gray and Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You can listen to it as it streams at 6 p.m. live right here at PhilHenryShow.com, but you simply must have a backstage pass. Get one now, PhilHenryShow.com. Do it.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Now here is Mr. Henry. We're going to have Chris Norton and Don Berman with us, because Don Berman works at Channel 19. Chris Norton is... Why are we having Chris Norton on? Or are we talking about Lance Germain, that's right?
Yeah, Lance Germain is now managing Debbie Dean Delving.
Now, this Debbie Dean Delving is the... who's that on the... Is that Don?
Don Berman here, Phil. I don't know what you... I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry, Don.
I don't know. What do you want?
What I want is, did you hear that L. Ron Martin offered Debbie Daly a morning show? Were you aware of that?
Say that again.
Debbie Daly.
I know what Debbie Dean Delving.
That's the same woman.
And he offered her a morning show. Yes, I know that.
Did you know that she is hearing impaired?
I don't understand.
Well, go slow for you then, Berman, okay?
Hey, look, General.
Now, just listen to this, all right? You're the guy that does news over there, and you don't even know this. He just hired a woman who's hearing impaired to do a morning show on Channel 19. She used to be on public radio. Now she's going to be sitting. It's called Debbie Dean Delving. What do you hear lately?
Oh, man. I knew he was thinking about it. I didn't...
You knew he was thinking about what?
I knew. Look, at L. Ron Martin, I'll do anything for ratings. He'll do anything for... He'll do anything to see a bump in viewership, but I didn't know he'd go this far. I mean, hire a woman who is hearing impaired to do it. What's it called again? What have you heard lately?
Yeah, the Debbie Dean Delving Show. What have you heard lately?
Wow. You know, in a way, you got to admire it. In a way, you have to hate it. the thing that hurts me, I have to say this to you, Phil. Let me just say this. I think you guys are being a little premature. I think L. Ron Martin is giving a young woman who has a physical challenge, he's giving her an opportunity to succeed on a commercial platform.
But you don't understand, Don.
On a commercial platform, all right? You understand what I mean by that, right? So this is a woman who is going to be on a commercial platform, not public radio, doling out the snacks and giving her feel-good pats on the butt. And it doesn't matter who's listening, Debbie, because we got your back because you mumble your way through a morning show or something like that.
Look, man, that's not the way it is for this woman. She's worked really hard.
Yeah, I know. I've heard all about it. What L. Ron Martin does is he's putting her on the air. He's giving her an opportunity to make some real money. And so what? People tune in and go, ha ha, look at the lady that mumbles. And then they move on with their day feeling just a little bit better about themselves.
Are you nuts or something, Berman? Are you hearing what you're saying?
I'm hearing everything that I'm saying. I know exactly what L. Ron Martin is about.
Well, so he's an exploitive piece of crap. That's what he is.
What a judgmental ass you are, Phil. You know, Phil...
No, that's not judgmental, man. I mean, if you knew somebody, if this woman was a friend of yours, and L. Ron Martin's putting her on the air because he wants to hear her mumble her way through a morning show and laugh, you know...
I asked how much you're paying. And if I found out that if he's paying what I think he's paying, the number that I heard, then she'll bark like a dog, slap her fins together like a seal. Man, she'll flip over backwards like she's an elephant. I mean, anything, she'll flip over backwards like she's a... Like a seal, and what are the ones that flip over backwards?
I get the point. I get the idea of what you're saying here. You're saying, go ahead, Debbie, enjoy it, because the money's right. Well, that's what you're saying, right?
You better believe it, yeah. You enjoy it because the money's right. And let me tell you one other thing, okay? And you don't know what's happening right now to me, because I am having to swallow so much of my pride right now and so much hurt. Because L. Ron Martin's given her a morning show highlighting her, a woman that sounds like she's mumbling her way through life, a woman that sounds as if her lips have been glued together using some of that super glue. You know what I'm talking about, Phil?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Phil, but I'm sitting there doing the news, and I'm here saying it's okay, everything's great. Meanwhile, I just got kicked right in the teeth by L. Ron Martin.
So you are hurt by this.
Look, man, I worked for that guy for a lot of years, and now he's bringing in this Debbie Dean Delving, who all day long goes, and she's all of making the low six figures, okay?
The low six figures.
I mean, when I say low, I mean just below mid six figures, like about $450,000 a year.
Well, what, dude, why are you giving us the details of her contract?
Because I just found out, and it made me vomit. I just found out, and I spit up into a waste paper basket. I literally did. I said, L. Ron Martin, congratulations. He walked by my desk. He told me the whole thing. I said, congratulations on making such a class move. He said, yeah, and I'm paying her $4.5 a year. How do you feel about that? And I automatically just went, yeah. I just did it again.
You just spit up right there.
Yes, I did.
So now you realize that even though you're trying to sing the praises of L. Ron Martin, it hurts deep down. You know it's exploitive, and you know he's exploiting not only her, but he's exploiting you. And there you are doing what? You're going along with it.
Because he promised me a raise.
He promised you a raise. So let me ask you something. When you go in to get the raise, do you gargle first, or do you just go ahead and go, ah? Because I understand that opens the throat up.
You know what? Is your name General? You know what, General? How you ever reach the rank of General?
Well, I'll tell you one thing I didn't do. I didn't crawl into the commander's office and go, please, sir, can I have a raise just like Debbie Dean Delving? And in exchange, I'll go,
You know, see that right there? That's what you just made Dickman go in the other room for.
What?
Didn't you just meet Dickman?
Oh, who cares what Dickman had to do? I'm telling it true. I'm telling you that I'm laying it down for you, okay? I think the general's laying it down very nicely.
Oh, he's laying it down, is he?
Hey, look, Don, I mean,
You called me, didn't you?
Yeah, I did call you, and I'll hang up on you, too. Fact is, you went ahead, and you're going along with this because you're getting a raise.
I'm getting more money than her. I said to L. Ron Martin, I said, you're trying to tell me?
So, oh, boy.
Hold on. I said, are you trying to tell me you're paying me more than her? And he said, okay, I'll give you a raise. So now I'm making more than her.
So what are you making, $451,000 a year? Yeah, that's a chop.
Isn't that funny? No, considerably more, my friend. Considerably more.
Well, good. Maybe you can get, speaking of speech lessons, maybe you can go and have all that cheese drained out of your cheeks or whatever the hell it is you're sucking on, because we can't understand a word you're saying.
That's Chef Carl Cedilia, not me.
Aren't you related to him?
No. That's Chris Norton related to...
I'm going to let you go, man. You think about what you just said here. You're going along with it for money. You're going along with the exploitation of this woman for bread.
Look, man, he's going to make the hires he's going to make. What do you want me to do? You want me to fall on my sword over this thing?
You got all upset because she was making more money than you.
You better believe I did. And I went to L. Ron Martin and I said, she's making more money than me. And he said, okay. And he outlined a plan whereby I would make more. And
oh, so you're assuming new duties, huh? Any of it have to do with washing his car?
All right. Thank you very much, Phil.
Hey, seriously, are you...
Thank you very much, Phil.
Will you answer some more questions?
Thank you very much, Phil.
Look at Don.
Thank you very much, Phil!
Now, you get more people. You know what, Phil? Have you got any death threats lately from any of these people?
No, but that he definitely sounded unhinged there. Chris Norton will join us in just a moment on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as his manager, Lance Germain, is now managing Debbie Dean Delving. Not Debbie Daly anymore, Debbie Dean Delving. Mr. Germain is not available for an interview, is that right?
Yeah, Lance Germain does not do interviews. He does not do interviews, you know.
Yeah, okay, you could have said that just one time, man.
Just say it once, bud.
All right. Lance Germain does not do interviews. Thank you very much. He's very busy. He thanks you, Mr. Henry, for your interest, but it's going to look kind of small potatoes for him, you know.
Oh, is it too small potatoes for him? Well, I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
Chris Norton coming up next, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Join Bobby and Steve Dooley for the rebooted Summertacular this summer at Western Estates Homeowners Association.
I'm Bobby Dooley. We're rebooting the Summertacular. We'll have bands, parades, we'll have our fashion show, we'll have our annual dinner, our Summertacular Dance Under the Stars, and Steve will have his Tiki Torch Dance.
Yeah, I'm going to have the Torch Dance.
Join us, won't you, for Summertacular at Western Estates.
Bobby and Steve Dooley. Yes, a couple we can all say we wish we were. A couple we can all say we wish we is, and we wish we am.
Somehow you're...
Am I making fun of you? Yes, I am. Hey, that's not right.
The Summertacular at Western Estates.
Whee!
COVID-19 is decimating the population. Wear a mask. Also use hand sanitizer. And go to Geckley's Pharmacy for all of these supplies. You can get COVID-19 masks. You can get hand sanitizer. All that kind of air freshener that you need. Keep yourself clean, pure, and sweet. We're trying to keep you alive through this pandemic. Please, go to Geckley's Pharmacy. If I said another name a moment ago, I meant Geckley's Pharmacy. Now I remember where I work.
COVID-19.
Yeah, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Here's Mr. Henry.
Thanks very much, bud. Crazy things happening all around us, man. We just talked to Don Berman. We also talked to Debbie. Her new name, Debbie Daly, is no longer Debbie Daly. She is Debbie Dean Delving, and we were talking to her a moment ago about the new morning show that Channel 19 has offered her. Joining us from the South Bay is Chris Norton. And Chris, did you hear any of the preceding interviews?
Well, I heard a little bit of the... I did hear a mention about Lance Germain, and that came sort of a shock to me. But you know, the rest of it was about this lady who doesn't talk good.
Well, she's hearing impaired, and she's been offered this gig on Channel 19. Now, Lance Germain, who is your manager, also manages Debbie Dean Delving, correct?
As far as I know, yes, correct, right.
All right, so can you give us some of the thinking there?
Well, I mean, Lance has been looking for a new client for quite some time. You know, I am, his primary client is me, Chris Norton. I have my films. I do, as you know, Mr. Henry, I just came out with Took a Walk in Your Backyard late last night. We just came out with a sequel to that now. Took a Walk in Your Backyard tonight. And that's a sequel to late last night.
These movies of yours, Chris, do they actually have plots, or is it just you? Are they just people having sex in a garage?
Sets in a garage. Well, it's slightly a little something more than that, General. I mean, these are actors who appear on screen, and yeah, they're having sex, and we're doing it in the age of COVID, you know, and that's very difficult. So I have them hold their breath, they have sex.
Yes, I heard about them holding their breath and they have sex, but what's the rest of the plot?
Am I being grilled here, Mr. Henry?
Look, General, I just want to ask about Lance Germain.
Oh, no, but he's talking about these movies. Lance Germain, what's he done for your career?
Lance Germain has not done a lot for me. I've taught Lance Germain how to be a manager. He hasn't done anything for my career. I did everything for my career.
Well, then what? But he is your manager.
Yeah, he's my manager when he gets me jobs. I mean, when he, you know, not gets me jobs, but when he sort of overall manages my career. But he hasn't done, I'll be honest with you, Lance Germain hasn't done diddly squat, you know. The fact he signed up for Debbie Dean Delving is, I think, his first foray into actual hands-on management, you know.
Well, let me tell you something about this hands-on management. This young lady that he's managing, she's physically challenged.
She's the one that, like, goes, she mumbles or anything?
Yes, she mumbles, but she was very successful on public radio.
Well, it may be, but I know that Lance Germain took over her career and told her, he said, hey, listen, you know, we can do a lot better. I mean, you want to sit here on public radio, but, you know, and we met up with, or they met up, I should say, with, you know, L. Ron Martin, and they got the whole thing squared away. And that's as far as I know. But
all right, so that's, you kind of have limited knowledge on that.
Yeah, I mean, what would I know about that? I know Lance is...
Do you know that Lance Germain is gay?
You know, General...
Do you know that he's gay? You know, he's out. He's gay.
I know that, yeah.
But you didn't know that for the longest time.
I did not know that, no.
Well, we always felt that he had feelings for you.
Well, you know, that doesn't surprise me, okay? I mean, I'm a guy... My sex...
Yeah, we know all about your sex, but did you know that your own manager had the hots for you? And he's a guy.
Did I know my own manager's a guy? Yeah.
I mean, did you didn't know that your manager was gay?
I heard people talk about it, you know, but I said to Lance, like, are you gay? I mean, first I said, do you want me? And he's all, no. And I go, okay, you know, whatever. And then I just went and took a shower, you know, so.
What do you mean you took a shower?
It was right after we shot a scene for a movie, and I wanted to know, you know, what was up, you know, because I started thinking about him, you know, digging me, and I couldn't perform for the scene, so I just went into a hot shower.
All right, well, I don't really care one way or the other, man, but right, so he's not even really managing you, right?
No, he's not managing me. that. I mean, we talk every few weeks. And I give him, if he gets his kicks, he gets his thrills looking at me. So I said, why don't you come on over and let you look at me for about a half hour? He comes over and he's all, hey, he's all nervous. But, I mean, he's managing Debbie Dean Delving, And I hear there's big things in store for her.
Well, apparently L. Ron Martin just signed her to a really good deal, and she's going to do a morning show over there.
On Channel 19.
That's right, Channel 19. She's going to mumble. He's going to have people laughing at her.
Well, I mean, in this day and age of the pandemic, everybody's got to do their part, and...
What do you mean that the pandemic? They're doing their part, man, by what? By mumbling and acting like clowns?
I'm just saying, right now, man, the economy is really bad. And if you can make a couple of dollars, people going, ha, ha, ha,
Oh, wow, man. I took you for a lot of things, Norton. I didn't know that you were just an exploitive turd like the rest of these people.
I'm sitting here trying to make a dollar like everybody else trying to make a dollar.
And you're making a dollar with your marvelous films like Took a Walk in Your Backyard Late Last Night?
No, the sequel. And
no, I know. Took a Walk in Your Backyard Tonight.
Yeah. And
let me guess, it's about anal?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, well, I guess it is kind of a dead giveaway.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a dead giveaway. I Took a Walk in Your Backyard. Norton, we were hoping to enlist your aid in trying to get L. Ron Martin and Lance Germain to let this woman out of this contract. We feel it's exploitive, but it doesn't sound to me like you're ready to do that, correct?
What? What'd you say?
Never mind, man. Never mind.
It was hard for me. There were some big words.
Never mind. Chris, thanks so much. Good luck with the new movie.
The new Muffy?
Yeah, the new Muffy. That's you got to call it.
Hey, that's not bad, man. A Muffy. M-U-F-F-I-E.
Congratulations.
Yeah, to the new Muffy.
Yeah, I'm certain. I got a new Muffy coming out.
Congratulations on your new Muffy, man. Took a Walk in Your Backyard Tonight. The sequel to...
the sequel to Took a Walk in Your... Took a Walk in Your Backyard Late Last Night, man.
All right, Robert, we just didn't have time.
What do we got now?
Do you want to continue to pursue the COVID? Not the COVID. Do you want to pursue the...
We got Austin Amarca with the COVID thing.
Yeah, we have Austin Amarca with the COVID thing right after this.
Bucky Shaw now here with the news at 11. If it's important to you, Southern California, we'll make sure we miss it. If it's something you need to hear about, we won't have it. And if it's life or death, we'll make sure that you miss it completely. We're the news with Bucky Shoutow. The news with Bucky Shoutow. Catch it on
Channel 6, 12, and 14. And also 17 on the new cable system.
Bucky Shoutow with the news. If it means something to you. If it's news that you've got to have, we won't have any of it. You'll miss it completely. We care. Welcome back to world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Austin Amarca was a guy that we would have on our show at regular, I would say at regular intervals back in the old days, but we haven't talked to Austin in a long time because he has gone from the cabinet-making business. He's now a architect working still and living in the Palmdale area, and he's on our newsmaker line tonight. And Austin, long time no talk, man. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing better than a lot of people are, but we did have some sad news when we heard about Steve Mapahalia. He was a great guy. He was a very dear friend, and we're sorry.
Well, we heard that he passed on from COVID-19.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And we're celebrating his life tonight. We'll be at Struder's, which is a German-American restaurant up here in Palmdale, tonight, and then we're going to take it over to the... to the tavern, which is the big lodge over there, that Skeet was a member of, the Taverners, and we're just remembering and celebrating a life well lived.
Austin, when we were talking this afternoon, you told me that this was a cat that did not wear a mask and was proud of that. He died from COVID-19, right?
He did. Yes, he did. Died from the COVID. And a lot of us couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it for the longest time. I was always a big admirer of his. I said, what'd he die from? And the doctor said the COVID. And there was a good 2 days. I said, I refuse to believe it because he was bigger than life.
Well, why would you refuse to believe it if he didn't wear a mask?
Well, I don't know. I just refuse to. I still refuse to believe it. I don't believe it. It's just not possible. But they said that's what he died from. So.
But the guy didn't wear a mask.
No, I know he didn't wear a mask. He was very proud. He said, I will not wear a mask. And you can't make me wear a mask.
And people would say, you're going to get the COVID. And he'd look him in the eye, and I always loved this about Skeet. He'd say, you want to know something? No, I won't. Because this is a figment of your imagination. The whole thing's a hoax. The whole thing is just absolute, just balderdash. And somebody's going to pay for all the lies that has been told, you know?
Okay, we're talking here with Austin and Mark about his friend Skeet
Malafia.
Malafia. Now, okay, you know that people, you know your friend Skeet died from COVID-19.
Yes, he did, yeah.
So what do you think about him now?
Well, what do I think about him now? In what sense?
Well, we're not saying do you think less of him because he died of COVID-19, but what do you think in lieu of the fact that he didn't wear a mask?
Yeah, the fact that he didn't wear a mask. The guy did not wear a mask and he died from COVID-19. What do you think?
I think that he stood his ground, and I think he did about as good as a man can do. He said, I'm not wearing a mask. The doctors came to him earlier this month. I mean, this is only the 13th. I mean, he was diagnosed on the 2nd. He was dead by the 4th.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. He didn't feel well for a few weeks. He thought he had an allergy. It turned out he had the COVID.
And all that time, that guy's infecting people that he's around.
You don't know that for a fact, okay? A lot of people wear masks anyway. Okay, and...
So they were protecting themselves with the mask, but this is something he didn't want to wear because...
It's completely unnecessary. It's an asinine idea, and he lived as he lived and died the way he wanted to. He didn't wear a mask, and he was on his way on a vacation with his wife to Hawaii when the word came down that he had the COVID, and he said, I'd still like to go, and the next day he had a hard time breathing, and then 2 days later he was dead.
2 days later, he was sick for how long?
He didn't feel well. But if you think he's out there infecting people, look, Mr. Henry, let me put it to you this way. This is a guy that stood up for what was right. And
yeah, he didn't wear a mask.
Look, can I just finish what I want to say?
Go ahead.
He was a guy that stood up for what was right. He didn't wear a mask, and he just said, I'm not wearing a mask. And I'm not going to live in fear, and I'm not going to walk around looking like, you know, I'm robbing banks or something for a living. And then the doctor called him and said, we got your test result back. You are positive for the COVID-19 infection. And he said, thank you very much. And he hung the phone up. He looked up at me, and he had a big smile on his face. He said, let's go get, you know, a breakfast burrito. And I said, well, what was the news? He said, I'm positive. I tested positive. I do have it. And I said to him, I thought it was, didn't you say it was a hoax?
And what did he say to that?
He said, yes, I do believe it's, he said, I still believe it's a hoax. I still don't believe I have it. And
so this guy could not breathe. This guy was not feeling well.
Mr. Henry, you're getting very, you know, preachy. This guy, Mr. Henry, I can hear you fine.
I'm just want to say this the way it ought to be said, if you don't mind, Mr. Marker. This guy was not feeling well. This guy was having a hard time breathing. He gets tested. He's COVID-19 positive, and he's like, let's go get breakfast?
Yes. And I said, you have the COVID-19. He said, yes, I do. And he put his arm around me and he said, and I remember feeling at that point like, get your arm off of me, but I didn't want to, because I love him. He's a great friend.
Oh, so you didn't want him to have his arm around you, huh?
He didn't have his arm around me like we were gay for each other, okay?
No one is saying that. You recoiled from that man having his arm around you because of the disease.
Well, I didn't want him. He said to me, I'm COVID-19 positive. I'm still not going to wear a mask. Let's go get breakfast. And he put his arm around me, and he'd had an injury, Mr. Henry, to his left hand. So when he put his arm around me, what was in front of my face was his hand in a sort of a half claw. And I pushed him away and he said, you filthy little punk. So you believe all that crap about the COVID? I said, no, I don't. I just, please don't touch me, because the clawed up hand was in front of my face. That's when he chased me around the house going, the claw, you know, the gimp hand. And I'm like, you know something, man? And the next day I felt better about it. I realized that I was in the wrong and he was in the right.
How did you get out of that?
What are you talking about, man? That guy chases you around the house with a gimped out. How did he get the gimped hand?
He got crushed by a box that fell on it in a warehouse. So his hand is almost like a half claw, half mangled thing. And it was just hanging there on his left. I don't know.
All right, so do you still believe that... Who believes what? He's dead now, right? He's been buried?
He was buried with full
regalia. I mean, all of his friends were there. And on his deathbed, he said, I died from the COVID. I didn't wear a mask. I can't breathe. I don't regret a thing. And he died, you know, he had his hands around his throat choking. So
what the hell are you talking about, man? Do you even conscious of what you're saying?
This is what they told me. So I come here tonight to tell you and all of your friends and all of your listeners that Skeet Mapahalia died having never worn a mask. He stuck true to his beliefs. He died from COVID infection 3 days after he got diagnosed.
You don't want to say it, but you don't think it was worth it, do you?
I mean, I can't say... I love the man, and I respect him, so I don't want to say anything bad about him. But, I just...
Do you know what you understand? He didn't wear a mask.
I know he didn't wear a mask, and he put his arm around me, and I recoiled. I wanted to run away. That's the thing I feel the worst about.
You were acting on instinct, man. Any guy that says, hey, I'm COVID-19 positive, then he puts his arm around you, and his left hand has been mangled after a box dropped on it?
It was more like a big canister, a metal container that just smashed his hand, and they restructured it the best way they knew how, and the best thing they came up with was like something that looked like a manta ray's hand. It wasn't even really a human hand, but so he had that going for him, and then he refused to wear a mask, and then they said, guess what, you're COVID-19 positive. And I heard him, he went into the bathroom and cried a little bit, then he came out and said, I'm fine, you know, I'm fine. And I said, you know, President Trump doesn't wear a mask, and he ain't got the COVID. And he goes, I'm fine. And we went out to breakfast, and he goes, I'm fine. And
then you came back, and he said, I'm fine.
That's right.
And I guess on his deathbed, he said,
I'm fine.
Well, there's a guy living in a whole bunch of denial.
That was a great man, Skeet Mapahalia, Mr. Henry. And through it all, through the COVID infection, when the doctor said, you know what, you didn't wear a mask, he goes, yeah, guess what, you got COVID. And he smiled, he said, yeah, okay, yeah. He kept on smiling through it all.
Sounds like an idiot.
Thank you, Mr. Andrew, one of my dearest friends who's now dead. You just called him an idiot.
I'm sorry, dude, but, you know, and I didn't mean to.
Thanks so much for that, Mr. Henry.
Oh, man, why don't you hear what the guy's got to say? Your friend didn't wear a mask, then he gets COVID-19.
My friend wasn't complaining about it. He was smiling. He said, yes, doctor, what are the results? The doctor said, you've got COVID-19. He went, thank you very much. And he went, let's go get some breakfast. And he put his arm around me with the mangled hand. And
would you people say breakfast instead of breakfast?
Oh, boy, man. One of the toughest times of my life.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm sorry to have bothered you, Austin. All the best to you. Our thoughts and our prayers are with Mr. Mapahalia.
His name is Skeet Mapahalia.
Skeet Mapahalia's family. What nationality is that?
Why are you racist?
Oh, forget it, man. We're not racist. We just wanted to know.
No, I mean, I don't know. He looks like a white man to me.
All right, man. Listen, Austin, sorry we bothered you.
Look, I just don't want you people, you know, calling me up and saying, what do you think about Skeet Mapahalia? He didn't wear a mask and now he's dead from COVID.
Well, what do you think?
I think he didn't. He stuck to his guns.
And you didn't want him to have you didn't want his arm around you.
No, I didn't, because it was a shock. He goes, yeah, I'm COVID-19 positive. Let's go and be friends and go and eat breakfast together, you know? I wasn't ready for that.
Do you wear a mask?
That's really none of your business.
That's a yes, then.
Yeah, so that's a yes.
Oh, I didn't say that at all.
Yeah, it's a yes. You would have said no if you meant no.
I don't wear a mask all the time. Let me put it that way.
How about when you're sleeping?
No.
Okay, that's fine. All right, listen, Austin, thank you. All the best. Best to everyone's family. Stay healthy. Let's get through this the best way we can, you know?
I'm all about that, Mr. Henry. And to that end, I honor Skeet Mapahalia and the fact that he got it wrong, and he got it wrong so in such a spectacular way. I don't know.
Yeah, that's spectacular, all right. The guy's dead.
All right.
All right. The guy is gone. What a drag. Nice segment to end it on, Phil. Well, what do you want from me, man? Bud, do you wear a mask?
I do, and yet I don't. I mean, it's hard for me to wear one because I worry that I'm going to look kind of like a sissy.
Now, are you kidding me or something? Mr. Henry wears a mask.
Yeah, I know you do, Mr. Henry.
Think I look like a sissy?
Well, I mean,
Oh my God. So it's about looking like a sissy, huh?
It's the science isn't in.
Okay, bud, never mind.
You think
the science isn't in. Man, that's why I keep telling you you're an idiot.
You think the science is in.
Yeah, the science is pretty much in, man, but that's okay. You do whatever you gotta do.
What's wrong with your face, by the way?
What's wrong with my face? Maybe it's a look of horror that I'm looking at you.
No, he means the sunburn.
Yeah, you got a sunburn.
Yeah, I got a sunburn.
There, that answers that question. What about that, man? Hey.
Forget it, man.
All right. All the best to the Skip Mahalia family, too.
Skeet.
Oh, the Skeet Mata...
Skeet Mahalia. Skeet Mahalia.
All the best.
Famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved right here, Podcast One. I'm Robert Leonard reminding you that coming up on Tuesday night, it is Bar Fight Championship for 2020. Margaret Gray and Jay Santos get a backstage pass and listen to the whole damn thing live stream at 6 p.m. Tuesday night, the 14th of July, 2020.
Okay,
Jesus.